My name is John Abelera again. You forgot. And I am the NEDS project lead, at least for the last 4 months I have been serving that role. And one of the, I work with case reporting has really evolved in establishing a case report standardization work group within the NEDS program. And I'm going to go into sort of the background and how the work that we have done in this group has led to this case report implementation guide using clinical document architecture. Again, I'm not going to get into the specifics in terms of the technical pieces, but how we got there and its current implementation of this, or at least acceptance within a real life scenario within the NEDS base system, how we've implemented a public health case report module. So as Deepthi had mentioned, no standard existed at the time to send an electronic case report to public health or between information systems. And so, as a group, we had worked with Altshuler, a contracting company, to develop a standard message format to send clinical document architecture, a document created by a healthcare facility provider, to local and state public health. And that was the use case. It was between healthcare provider and state and local public health. CDA was selected because it's a recognized standard, and it has two key characteristics. One, that you can visually see it, and two, that it has the structured or more the XML representation of that to be processed within a system integration engine. The public health impact, we believe that standardized case electronic reporting document exchange will help enable interoperability and hopefully improve quantitative and qualitative data. So I'll skip through this unless you see this. But so to give you sort of the background, again, in 2007, our work group formed what was previously known as the case report or case confidential morbidity report work group. So we sort of morph into case report standardization because what we're trying to do is address a whole broad range of issues. But in our initial focus, one of the areas that we wanted to address was the core and common disease-specific data elements that were recommended to Secretary Leavitt in the AHIC recommendation 2.1 for public health case reporting. So with that, we form this work group, which consisted of members from the Council of State and Territorial Epidemiologists, members from partner organizations. I know there was a question about was local involved, and NACHO was invited. A representative from NACHO was asked to participate. We also had invited members from the Association of Public Health Laboratory, as well as the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials. And then a key component to our group also involved the Centers of Excellence in Public Health Informatics, which included Utah, New York City, Washington, and Massachusetts. So again, the mission of the group was to address the non-condition specific data elements that were relevant to all conditions and condition specific. And we targeted four conditions: anthrax, acute hepatitis B, tularemia, and tuberculosis. And so the overall outcome in our review of confidential morbidity reports across jurisdictions and identifying the common data elements that were being asked in their forms, as well as the condition-specific ones, we had a total of 259 data elements. Now, only 31 of those were considered as part of the core data elements that were incorporated into the CST position statement. And most of the rest were obviously disease-specific, but fell into a category called epidemiologic data that that we often found that would be nice to have in an initial case report. In reality, probably not something that you probably will be able to get, but it was part of our wish list. So in our recommendations, we said that, one, we need to be able to see if this is feasible in acquiring the data elements, and then two, to bind the data elements to an appropriate information exchange format. And so with that, we move towards the recommendation, or at least that recommendation was taken up by, let me take a step back. The outcome of our work was actually incorporated into what we known as ISA 11. It's an interoperability specification document developed by the Health Information Technology Standard Panel to look at the work that we've done and to identify the appropriate standard. So the group that we had put together to develop the clinical document architecture for public health case reporting included an interdisciplinary team. Sundeck was a part of that, a vocabulary expert, epidemiologist, and again, led by our contracting group, Altshuler Associates, who has been involved in developing similar case reports for hospital-acquired infections, HAI group. The things that we did take into account was the presidential initiative, the CHI standards, CHI, and then the other piece here is we'd be able to apply common sense rules in modeling data elements to a standard, be able to look at the way the question is asked and apply a Loewenck code perhaps, and even associate that the result with a SNOMED, and to be able to look at some of those activities. So where has this, where have we gotten since then, since our recommendation back in October to CSTE, and a quick formation of this group to develop this this implementation guide really spanned over a 8-month process, starting in October to and finishing up around the time in June. So what we have here is we've worked and validated through Health Level 7 is a generic document template which constrains and applies a public health case report implementation guide. And what we also received was a searchable template database for, you know, some of the core concepts and the condition-specific data elements that were assigned a code. So this is a representation of a CDA, which includes part of the document and the body and sections. But part of that is where a lot of the disease-specific data elements are expressed. And so here's more of that visualization of a document where you have the top part as generic document, data elements that are included in each of the case reports. And then as you look at the table of contents, you can actually define the type of data elements, that additional data elements that you would like for this case report. In this case, this is anthrax. And so you have questions that address social history, clinical information, treatment information, as well as encounters and relevant diagnostic tests. And then the bottom part, again, are generic data elements that's included in this case report about who basically produced the document and what the contact information is. So one of the other piece here that we talked about was a template database, really taking the disease-specific data elements and creating these various templates for you to use to construct a public health case report. So I think one of the interesting pieces here is really the interplay between the whole CST position statement process and defining those disease-specific data elements to utilizing FinVADS to store these codes and to be able to take the template database to help construct a CDA and then take an implementation guide as the guide to develop and send and form a case report to send to public health. So with that, one of the areas that we have invested in with the NEDS-based system is really to be able to provide a functionality to consume a public health case report. And so the primary use case, as I mentioned, was between a healthcare provider to public health, but also taking into account the ability to send information between two systems. That was not necessarily intent for the implementation guide, but it was an interesting use case that we wanted to also expound on. So You know, the objectives here was to provide public health practitioners with, one, a simple, easy-to-use interface that can import data relevant to public health from multiple sources, regardless of the message standard, export cases for intrastate and interstate communication, two, utilization of standardized public health vocabulary for questions and answers, three, workflows to manage the import process and export of cases, and visually simple display of imported cases, laboratory reports, and unstructured data. So here's sort of the data flow of be able to receive any type of, I guess, message, if you will. CDA is at the bottom here, and so one of the other pieces here is be able to receive an HL725 from an outbreak management system, or importing a CSV file and taking that into our integration tool, in this case it was Rhapsody, and processing that information to be able to consume the information within the NesBay system, and to be able to even create a message and send that back out, depending on if, for instance, receive a report from a case that resides in a different jurisdiction and we need to send that that back out. We can do that using CDA, or even communicating back to the outbreak management system to send updated information, we can do that. So I think one of the lessons learned in this whole experience is that it was very a feasible approach to be able to take that initial case report and consume that in the NesBay system. In fact, sort of the plug in all this is that there is a demonstration that's being offered by Orion to be able to enter your case information and walk over to the NEDS booth, the NesBay system booth, and to be able to see that exchange of information. So it's sort of taking you through this whole initiation of a case report. Now, it's not an automated process, so there's no case detection here, but it allows you to actually experience receipt of a case report. So some of the other issues, of course, that we encountered in all this was the mapping needed between the implementation guide on questions and answers and the CDC paper forms to promote data standardization and form pre-population upon receipt of CDA into the public health information system. What we did here is really take a small subset of a case report. It didn't take so much the disease-specific data elements in this initial phase. And then lastly, the tools needed to facilitate creation and parsing of CDA. Basically, we needed a XML, a standard document. So we also wanted to find out what were some of the lessons learned by the Orion team developing a CDA. And so the feedback that we received was that there were multiple lists of vocabulary constrained data elements, which will need to be eventually filtered by reportable disease. The example that they give is that the body part for TB is massive and will cause great burden for both sending and consuming systems. Each new release of the implementation guide were improvements on the documentation needed by developers as iterations were provided to them. And then the number of data elements that are described in the CDA are probably greater than what is actually needed by a disease surveillance system, which was true. As I mentioned, there were 259 total data elements, and obviously that was more of a wish list, but were able to pare down to some of the critical data elements that were needed in an initial case report, which subsequently made its way into the CST position statement. And then there are a few data elements that appear to be the same in the case report implementation guide and case notification guide. So as you think about some of the the questions that may be asked in a case report, is it truly the same, and is it being asked the same way if needed to be sent in a case notification? And then the last here is that the flavors of null need to be better handled, and some data elements only have yes, no. And so these were some of the nuances that were experienced by the Orion team. And this is just a plug for our NEDS messaging subscription service team here, that for folks that are interested in the work to do this, they'll be willing to help with the mapping and technical assistance. So that's it. Thank you. Hey.
So you mentioned that this is for all public health case reporting.
This means that chronic, actually, disease was not included. Chronic disease, the one of the, I guess, one of the limitations, if you will, go back to our work group, we were, we did not include subject matter experts in chronic disease. And we did not include subject matter experts from occupational health, which we later learned, you know, has, obviously, it was a lesson learned, right? And so I think going forward, and to be able to identify common core data elements and to take into consideration of, say, questions that relate to occupational health or even looking at the disease-specific data elements is to involve those groups. So
what are the implications for cancer, for example? Right now, you know, we're talking about if we wanted to develop an implementation guide, I mean, can this be changed? What's the process?
So I think what we're, the I think what we have to really target on is really making sure that the template that we have available, you know, basically what needs to be reported and who it needs to be reported to and the type of information, the subject information, and if we can get that right and then focus in on the disease-specific data elements, I think that that's where we can go next. And that's part of where Steve had addressed the position statement and those initial set of data elements that are relevant to cancer. Now, I think Sandy Thames at one point was developing a CDA for cancer. I don't know if it was actually for initial case reporting, but.
We've done a CDA for hospital case reporting.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Data elements that we think would fit in core that aren't in your core, is there a process or should we assume those are all, you know, case or condition specific data elements? And maybe we should talk offline so we don't get everybody else involved. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Thank you. Any other questions? So the initial work included a review of four conditions, and they happened to be infectious. The intent of all of this really was to be inclusive of all conditions. And one of the recommendations, and I think, so let me just take a step back, because I think one of the things is the implementation guide, there could have been a lot of maybe a different approach in taking to this and really focusing on the actual template itself that's so generalizable that you can apply it to all conditions so that it's not just infectious disease. So I'll just leave it at that at this point, but we can talk offline in terms of how we got there. Go, Catherine.
So what was done was to look at four diseases and you came up with four templates.
That's right.
So this is not to say that this has to be used for cancer or for chronic disease. It, basically, this was demonstrating using CDA and modeling the data fields to the public health REM, you know, in HL7. So it's if you're developing a CDA for cancer or whatever, and you're using the same methods, you're going to come up with the same model. So the whole point of needing a template registry for a template for So basically, this created a template for Hep B, a template for anthrax, a template for tularemia.
That's right.
And a template for TB. You're going to come up with a template for cancer reporting and a template
for condition X, right?
What it didn't come up with was a generic template. That's kind of, in some ways, that's the difference between the two different approaches. Is the 2.5 approach is a model for any disease. The outcome of this process was a specific template for specific conditions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure people understood that.
Well, yeah.
Is the objective to encourage communication between local, public, and state
Yeah, that's part of our use case. I think between local and state, as it's appropriate. I know that different states are organized differently. So whether it's a decentralized or centralized infrastructure, there may be a different use case, right? So I take, for instance, Texas, who, you know, Houston, City of Houston has their own disease surveillance system, and Austin. And so, you know, the reality is that case notifications, and I'm jumping into case notifications because you brought up between state and CDC, is that there is that, you know, that feed, that case notification between the two, but the ability for Houston and Austin to be able to communicate, really, what's that best practice? And that's another use case that we are addressing. But so the point here is that this is about healthcare provider to state and local public health for that initial case report. This is potentially about, as part of a use case that can be applied between two systems to enable interoperability. John, I saw your hand up first, unless you're just scratching your head. Okay. You had a question?
I'm involved with the HL7 tools working group, and one of the challenges I think we have with adoption of CBA today is we don't have really good tools yet for creating these clinical documentation components. And so there are two active HL7 sponsored groups working on new modeling tools. I know there are a few commercial solutions out there, but I just want to point out to the group, if you are looking, I'm aware that Merck is working on a project. There's another group, I don't remember their name, and then the Open Health Tools project also has a modeling component, which is used to create and validate the CDA documents. For instance, that I've been working with, trying to put the public health CDA codes into the OHT modeling pieces. And, it's pretty complicated, so it's a process where I think we still need some time to evolve the tooling EMR systems are actually generating these, as well as public health consuming these systems.
Yeah. We had another question? Okay, well, thank you for attending the session. We appreciate it.